The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County here in the show at GPS Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Good morning. Happy Easter. Nice, beautiful Sunday morning and the weather's changing. It's getting warmer and hopefully the virus gets out of our hair. Today's topic, mistake investors make. Yes, you make mistakes. I've made mistakes too. But we're going to learn from those mistakes. That's what today is all about, learning, not pointing the finger at you. I wouldn't do that. You made a mistake. But, you know, we do make mistakes. We know what the mistakes are. And once we're aware of those, we can correct those. But before we do that, of course, we go into the market. And we have a lot to share with you today. Now, we don't go through a bunch of numbers like everything else. We like to get behind the numbers, give the analysis to what's happening. You know, like the reporter on a sideline of a football game. Well, that's me. You know, Pam Oliver, let's call it. You know, on the sideline, what's happening with injuries, what's happening to strategies, coaches, whatever's going on. That's sometimes what's really going on in a football game, not what we see on the field. Same is true with the marketplace. So, the records, by the way, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Who do we? I won't sing that on Sunday morning. I will break your ears. That's not cool. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Well, we had 2 records fall on Thursday. Friday, of course, the markets were closed for observance of Good Friday. But on Thursday, the S&P 500, for the first time, got over 4,000. NASDAQ still probably about 5-6% from its all-time high. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average, over 33,000. Again, setting a record. So 2 out of 3, 2 out of records out of 3 ain't bad, so to speak. So, and it was no April Fool's joke. Add that in because that was April 1st. The S&P 500 for the first time headed over 4,000. So what's going on here? Now, we do have a lot of tailwinds. We have headwinds. We have tailwinds. We have it all. So let's kind of break that down. So what are the tailwinds? Well, first, the biggest tailwind is a very supportive Federal Reserve, otherwise known as monetary policy, otherwise known as Federal Chair Powell and company. And they're keeping rates at zero. Okay. Try to stimulate the economy through low interest rates, making money very cheap to go out and buy your first home or refinance your home or for borrowing for companies and so forth, making it very, very cheap for people. So keeping monetary policy there and also making about $120 billion a month of asset purchases, mostly corporate bonds and treasuries, try to keep rates low. So that's the goal for monetary policy at the moment, which is very accommodative, otherwise known as dovish. Okay. Then on top of that, well, what they call fiscal sides of things, fiscal, again, monetary policy, in case you ever get stuck in jeopardy, is again how we influence Fed fund rates, how we influence the cost of money, and fiscal is how we tax and how we spend. We just had a $1.9 trillion bill go through. It would go through in stages, but that's a lot of money sloshing around, $1.9 trillion. COVID relief bill going all over the place, going to a lot of different areas. Of course, the direct checks to consumers. And hopefully consumers go to a Home Depot, a Walmart, I guess Best Buy, spend and not just hoard it or not buy Bitcoin with it. But again, a lot of money sloshing around Federal Reserve. We actually never had a time when Fed fund rates are at zero and so much money is coming into the economy by way of fiscal stimulus. I think one of the biggest picture may actually be neither one monetary policy or fiscal policy, maybe actually the pent-up demand that we're all feeling. Though we've been cooped up for well over a year, at least most of us have. Again, I hear from my sister and my brother what they want to do when we get out of this mess, what we want to do. I hear from clients all the time and friends, and everybody has kind of this pent-up demand. We want to get out of this cocoon and start living again, doing the things we want to do. And that may be a bigger factor, really, than monetary or fiscal policy. So I hope that's going to happen, and I hope the vaccine and the vaccination rollout continues at its quick pace and get us out of this pickle. But there could be, again, we have never been through this before. This may be, again, for us in our life, we weren't around for World War II when that ended, And when I read at that time, I wasn't around then, by the way, but I read at that time, it was euphoric, you know, starting family formations and things were happening. And I see the same thing happening here, the equivalent of. Now, again, we may not declare the war over on this hideous, hideous virus. It'll probably go on stage and so forth. But as we start reopening and start feeling better about where we are and so forth, again, there could be a lot of spending. Goldman Sachs, pretty good at predicting GDP, gross domestic product. Anywhere from 6 to 9%. I mean, that's something we haven't seen since the 1950s. It's been a long, long time, and that's because of this pent up demand that we have. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS of your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find me right here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. talking about the markets and today's topic. Mistake investors make, but of course, we roll into the markets first, try to observe what's happening, give you insights for you to take action. And, you know, it is really an amazing time. So what are the, okay, those are the tailwinds, pretty well documented, keeping Fed rates at zero, asset purchases, $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. There's another infrastructure bill that's out there for a couple trillion, you know, trillion here, a trillion there. And that leads up to what are the headwinds? Well, when you have trillions sloshing around, and we've never done this experiment before, again, and it's, some of it's needed, but we also know some of it's targeted to those who really need it in this awful time, no fault of their own. And yet a whole bunch of slush and pork and all those things. That's how bills are made in this country, unfortunately. But with that, though, the concern is, you know, like Goldilocks, too hot, too cold, just right. The concern is, at least by the bond market, interest rates are going up. Gas prices are going up. We've seen some supply chain disruptions. I mean, chip makers can't get their chips out fast enough. The car makers and car companies had to, by and large, shut down their manufacturing at some point. So we're starting to see, even before the real big demand comes in, the pent-up demand from sitting out this last year, we're starting to see this. Again, I've been seeing for the last year grocery shopping. I don't know about you, but especially produce. I'm trying to eat more produce. You notice the prices are going up probably more than in the past. And so you put it all together, and yes, it's possible with monetary policy, keeping rates low for too long, maybe too much stimulus, if there's such a thing, but that's possible. Combined with pent-up demand and the market's improving, which is nice, the economy's improving, which is nice, but you know, we haven't lived through inflation since the 1980s. And I know people say all the time, wow, we used to get CDs at 14%, 12%, and I would say, bite your tongue, because inflation was running at 16-18% back then. So we really do not want inflation. It's one of the ugliest things we can have for us as consumers, for us in our everyday life. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County, hearing the show on GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Happy Easter to one and all. Today's topic, mistake investors make, so you don't have to make those mistakes. But before we get to the program, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers, that's you. Come on, get a pen and paper together. Okay, it's a crayon, it's an ink, whatever. You know, slop this number down, because I want you to get this free book. 845-371-0101. I'll say that again. 845-371-0101. It's a paperback, Not Your Father's Retirement. It runs about 140 pages. And what's really important about it, I believe, is it's really a perfect companion to what we do here at Sunday Morning. Sometimes you can join us. This may be your first time joining us. This may be your 150th time joining us. Whatever the case is, I think it's a perfect companion because some days we're talking about taxes. Some days we're talking about the market. Sometimes we're talking about retirement planning. Today's topic, mistake investors make. You know, a lot of things are right there in that book. So call 845-371-0101 to secure your book. Early Bird Gets the Worm. 845-371-0101. You'll find me every Sunday morning right here, but stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I'm going to call it the Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. How do you like that? Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 right after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 coming home on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know that Southern charm accent that he has. He'll give you the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley index that we created for you. So we got you covered around the clock here, guys. And for more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, including podcasts from this radio program, including my TV appearances, our archived newsletters, so you can see what we've been saying about the markets all along, and to sign up for your free newsletter, it's at MahoneyGPS.com. Yes, we try to navigate why you use the word GPS. MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the break, we talked about this crazy market, a lot of tailwinds, a lot of headwinds. We've never done some of this before. We're all watching closely. Good news for the economy in general, especially the reopening of the economy, vaccination rollout. Though, look, let's be fair, though, there's about 27 states where the infection rate is increasing, so we have to kind of watch that even as the vaccination rollout goes on. Crazy, crazy virus, that's for sure. But if we get on the other side of this, there could be a huge amount of demand, much like we saw like ending a war and how much money could be floating around the economy, the velocity and so forth. And Goldman Sachs said the GDP could be anywhere from 6% to 9% here in 2021. That'd be pretty crazy. So that's, again, that's good news. That's your tailwind. And the headwind, of course, is Goldilocks is getting a little too hot here. Inflation may spike, and we do not want to see inflation. That would not be pretty. Now, there's different ways of dealing with that, but that's for another show. So what are the mistakes investors make? Today's topic, so you won't be making these mistakes. I think the very first one I would say is emotion, getting our emotion involved. And it's hard not to. I mean, we are human after all. But again, I always think about Star Trek years ago. You know, who would you rather have to kind of manage your money? I would say Spock, right? He's, you know, analytical. He doesn't get influenced by emotion. He just makes those decisions. So I wasn't a big Star Trek fan, but I think that's great. Best analogy I can tell you. When it comes to investing, again, you can make a lot of emotional decisions, other things in life, and you look back and say, at that time, that was probably the best thing I do. So emotion, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes investors make, and it tends to make us buy high and sell low. Wait, didn't mom tell us to buy low and sell high? She did. Now, thinking back to March 2020, that's just a year ago. We came into the year 2020 with some great optimism. In fact, the Dow Jones at that time was 29,000 and change. This is right before the virus. And then one weekend we woke up on a Monday morning and we saw this virus was not just, you know, secluded or to Wuhan. It started popping up in Iran. It was in Milan. I think it was in the States at that time. Not sure. It was one given Monday. We're down 2,000 points. And next thing you know, we rolled over. I mean, risk happens fast. We went from 29,000 Dow Jones in March down to 18,000, 11,000 point drop. The reason why I'm trying to tell you this tale and why investors make mistakes, when the market was setting records early 2020, January, February, early part of March, we were seeing tens of billions of dollars each week going into stock funds. Okay, check. Kind of makes sense. People kind of ride the wave of momentum. Oh, and then when we hit, you know, 18,000, 20,000 at Dow Jones, the Trim Tabs, by the way, reports kind of this, the inflows and outflows. Oh, we had outflows of tens of billions of dollars per week. So wait a second. When the market's at 29,000, we have billions and billions and billions of dollars going in. That means someone's making a mistake here. And when the market's really low, March 2020, we are now taking out billions and billions of dollars. So in the real world, we say, oh, that's not me. But really, that happens. And I can understand. This is a really difficult time last year. And again, still a very difficult time. We didn't know what to think. And the market went really, really quickly to the downside. Now, as an emotion, if you're part of that group, part of the tens of billions of dollars that came out at 18,000, 19,000, then he got involved in the emotion of it. And that's not what we want to do. And that's why we were kind of dissecting today mistake investors make. But I want to give you a concrete example that it really did happen. Tens of billions of dollars going in, market setting records. Oh, market goes down 11,000 points. Tens of billions of dollars of money coming out of the market. That's how you actually buy high and sell low. course, we want to reverse that order. No doubt about it. And remember, risk happens really fast. In fact, there's no... The way I look at it, you have that green light. You know, you have a green light, go, 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 go. You don't get yellow flashing. Okay, it's yellow flashing. We're going to have this market upheaval, lose 11,000 points. Hey, everybody get ready. Okay, call your broker, go online, click, right click, sell your things. No, we go from green light to red light, right? That's how fast as it goes. And that risk happens fast. And the old Wall Street saying goes something like this. Markets go up by way of escalator, and they come down by way of elevator. So escalator is, oh, a statement looks great. Oh, statement looks great in 2019. Oh, great. Statements look great. Statement. The elevator comes down, takes down 4, 5, 6 stories, 3, 4, 5 years worth of good work. And that's what happens. And that's why you have to do rebalancing as a market setting records. Incrementally, you got to take some money off the table. But because you know, somewhere or another, that elevator is going to come down again on you, on us. That's just how it goes. Every few years, we build up the escalator ride, everything's great, and green light to red light, out. We'll be right back after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in today. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County. Here in the show, a GPS Your Finances, a Magic 92.5 and WGHQ. Happy Easter. Beautiful Sunday morning here to be with you. Today's topic, mistake investors make, so you don't make those mistakes. We have a lot of good ones coming up here in the next several minutes. Before we do that, though, I want to offer you my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Mike Bennett did a great job. I want to make sure you get it. The early bird gets the worm. You can be one of the first 20 callers. I know you can. Here we go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a great time to get your finances in order. Why? Well, April 15th is rolling around. We had to pull out these statements. These 1099s come in, statements come in. They're probably sitting on your dining room table, right? Kitchen table. Okay, I'm guilty of that too. But why have it all pulled out? Probably a good time to start looking at your overall retirement goals and financial planning and all those great things while we're in that season mode, so to speak. So again, get your book, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I'm going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Is that okay? Okay, Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the Andy Bales Show, coming back, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give the national business news, the indexes, what the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. And by the way, the local Hudson Valley Index is actually near record highs as well. A lot of great local companies in the Hudson Valley that employ a lot of people. Of course, all the information is archived and collected at our website, which is MahoneyGPS.com. We invite you to come to our MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com. So again, right before the break, we started talking about, all the things that people make mistakes with. And number one reason I said investors make mistakes because of emotion, you know, getting involved emotionally, getting upset about what's happening and selling at the wrong time. And I think what happens is, you know, over the years, I've been doing this 32 years. Years ago, we used to get an annual statement for investors. Then it was quarterly. You get a quarterly statement, okay. Then down to a monthly statement. And now that we have online access, well, I think it's helpful. I mean, definitely helpful to have access and look at it. But looking at it every night, every day, can also add to the emotion. So in March of last year, the Dow went from 29,000 down to 18,000, an 11,000 point drop in a matter of like 3 weeks. And you're looking at that account every night, get home from work, let's say, or actually may have to work from home. And you click and you look online and you say, gee, I lost 9,000. The next day you saw lost 13,000. Next day you lost 14,000. By the way, you don't look at your home value that way either, right? You don't look at your home value every day of the week and see what it's worth. But again, this is one of the reasons why add that to emotion, add into looking at your account every day. And by the way, some people look at their account 15 times a day. That's true. And then you're more apt to make a mistake. So remember, right before the break, we talked about investors, you know, how this all works in the marketplace, that escalators on the way up, elevators on the way down. When things are looking good and everything's doing great and wonderful and you're looking at your statements and now you don't even look at your statements because you just know it's going higher. But also, the elevator comes and they start looking at it every day. So again, we want to make sure we don't make emotions, that we don't look at it too often. Another mistake I think investors make is they buy too many rumors. Again, there's all these discussion and chat rooms out there, or Uncle Joe can give you something, someone on TV, let's say a company is going to get an FDA approval and you jump in there and the FDA says, you guys are not ready yet. And the stock goes down 50%. So be careful about buying rumors. Very few rumors work out. Again, I know that's an investor mistake that people make. Probably don't do a lot of that, but I see it, and I see it on a day-to-day basis where people buy these rumors. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here with you every Sunday morning. And of course, we are covering today's topic, mistake investors make. And the reason why we're pointing out these mistakes, putting a big spotlight on these mistakes, is so you don't make these mistakes. So again, we spoke about the mistake of actually buying high, selling low, like we saw last year, and getting emotionally involved in what happens, but also giving some insight of how the market overall operates. Escalators up, elevators down. And of course, the emotions go with it. And then we start buying rumors and so forth. What else is a mistake that investors make? Can you believe this one? Over diversified. What? I thought you can't be diversified enough. But, you know, I've seen people, they start a 401k plan, 403b plan, they pick out 25 funds, okay, and they hand it in, they never look at it again. And of those 25 funds, you know, five are doing really well, five are not doing well, you're not really looking at it, not really monitoring it. And yet there's some great tools out there, including Morningstar, who's been around a long time, independent research, and tell you if your funds are five-star rated, the highest rated, all the way down to a lowly one-star rating. So again, I think it'd be over diversified. Again, there was winners, there's losers. And again, I think they negate each other. You have 25 funds, you're just kind of like, okay, these are doing well, these are going against it. I would like to actually concentrate a little bit more. I'm not sure what the right number is, but again, I just want to give an example that investors make the mistake sometimes of having too many funds or being over-diversified. Another mistake investors make, just the opposite. Overly concentrated. Let's say you worked at IBM for a lot of years, sorry to pick on you, Big Blue, but the stock hasn't done a lot in a lot of years, and you have 80% of your holdings all in one company stock. Not a good idea. Overly concentrated, I'm going to throw the flag at you. Okay, so, and I'm sure that's the case, but the reason why we end up over concentrated usually is we inherited a big stock, a big chunk of stock, or we worked at a company for a lot of years, and now what we really need to do is take that chunk, diversify it. So again, mistake investors make on one side is over diversified and not diversified enough. I will also say one of the biggest things that I find is that people could be too conservative. Now, I get the markets are scary and the headlines are scary, but if you have a 20-year horizon, why is it that you have 100% of your money of your 401k or 403b going into a money market? Why are you doing that? Yes, you got to accept some risk. There's going to be some downside and so forth. Over time, the biggest balances I've saw are those people who put their assets in growth in the retirement accounts. I can't give you specific what they did because I'm running out of time. But at the same token, one of the biggest mistakes I think investors make is that they get too conservative. You have a 10-year horizon, a 20-year horizon, 30-year horizon, and you're sitting in a money market earning 0.1%. Oh, my time goes by too fast. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.